Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue. Shmir Salosh and Shara Zachiro, Perik Yud Zayin, Shemur 122. Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss how it never pays to join those who have a machlekes, to join them and to mechazik them, to encourage them. Vaisha Nilvov, the thinking person, Yizboinin Tomid. He should think that which it says in the Medrash Parshas Emor, Al Apostle of Elohim Yevakesh Esanirdov. Apostle tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeks out the one who is pursued. What does it mean Hashem seeks out the one who is pursued? So we're going to see over here that anytime someone is being pursued, someone is being chased after, someone is being attacked, Ve'elokim yivakesh es hanirdof, Hashem takes the side of the one who's being attacked. Then we'll even see, even if the person who is pursuing, the pursuer is a tzaddik, but at that moment, there is a person who's a nirdof, he's being chased at that point in time, Hashem takes his side. That's the Medrash. Let's see the Medrash. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Yosef Omar li oylom v'lekim yivakesh es hanirdof. Rav Huna says the name of Rav Yosef, that there's a rule. What's the rule? The rule is that Hashem always seeks out and to protect the one who is pursued, the one who is being chased. Ata might say you find tzaddik Roidev tzaddik. So you have a tzaddik who's chasing after tzaddik. V'lakim yivakesh es hanirdof. Hashem takes the side and helps out the one who's being chased. Tzaddik roidev rasha. A tzaddik is chasing a rasha. Doesn't have to mean literally, physically, he's running after him. But maybe at that point in time, the tzaddik had enough is enough, and he didn't appreciate how the rasha was dealing with him. And now he is attacking the Rasha. I don't mean to say he's sticking up for himself. We are not here to be a lemel and get stepped on. To digress for a second, not for they say, never a second, but to digress nonetheless, you find by Lavan and Yaakov, when Lavan is cheating Yaakov left and right, and then you have a whole parish in the Torah with the sheeps and the colors and the this and the stripes. And it once bothered me many years ago that this would be something you find in the Medrash. Right? You open the Medrash and you see Yaakov had to deal with Lavan. Why does the Torah take up so much time and space discussing the sheeps and the this color and then that color and then this and the stripe? You hear the question? You open the Medrash, you find something like this in the Medrash. But in the Pesukim itself, so I once asked Talmud Chacham, and he said, Rabbi Shem the Brisker Rav, he said that the Torah is teaching us, if someone's attacking you, you don't have to stand there and get be attacked. Oh, no, I'm not a fighting person. You don't have to be a fighting person. You don't have to get stepped on, though. Don't get stepped on. Back to our topic here. A tzaddik who is chasing, right, the Rasha, but the king Yivakesh is a nid of Hashem, takes up the side of the one who is being pursued. In this case, it's the Rasha. Rabbi Yehuda Amar b'Shem Rabbi Yosi ben Oiroi. Li Oilum Hakadosh Baruch Hu Teivei Adomin Shel Nirdofin Min Aroidfin. Hakadosh Baruch Hu always takes the position for the one who is being chased, the one who is being attacked, the one who is being pursued. And you find that this is the case. And he brings a proof for this. Now listen to this proof. You find this by Karbonus. An ox runs away from a lion. An aes runs away, a goat runs away from a leopard, a nomer. Keves b'nei zeiv, and a lamb runs from the wolf. What is it? What does the Torah teach us?
Says the Medrash, Lo sakrivu lefanayim in haroidfin eliminer dofin. When you bring karbonos, when you bring karbonos to Mizbeach, I don't want any of those roidfin. I don't want any of those who pursue. You bring karbonos from the one that's being pursued. Bring from the ox, bring from the goat, bring from the sheep. But not from the lion, not from the wolf, not from any of those pursuers. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the side. Hashem says, you're being attacked, you're being pursued. Don't be the one who's the bully. As much as we don't want to be bullied, we don't want to be the bully. Leisakrivu lefanayim in haroidfin elo min hanirdofin. Im kein yesh lizbayni mizeh. We have to contemplate, understand, says the Chofetz Chaim, kama yesh la'odom la'harchik es atzmai mi'liyoyis mi'oizrei ha'machloikis lirdoiv tzad echad mi'atztadim. Let's understand this medrash. The Chofetz Chaim is applying this medrash to machloikis. We have to try as much as possible to run away from machloikis, not to assist those who are having machloikis, not to encourage them, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the side of the one who's always being attacked. That's the Medrash that the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us here.